Boston Blackie is in Inspector Faraday's office awaiting the police laboratory report that will show whether he has fired a gun within the past few hours so that Faraday can build a complete case against him for the murder of the girl in the Ashley Hotel.
How does it feel, Blackie, to be sitting there just waiting for a report that could send you to the chair? You nervous?
Boston 5, Zealand, Zealand. No. That's the first word. Now, you take the first letters of each word and you get buzz.
Great. How do you do it, Blackie? Hmm? You get buzz.
That's right.
Yeah, now we know everything. Who killed the girl, what her mother's maiden name was, and what town she was born in.
That's exactly what I'm trying to find out. After the first letter, there's the number 5.
Hmm.
See, that could be the fifth vowel. You know, A-E-I-O-U.
That's right.
Or do you?
Yes.
Then the word would spell B-U-Z-Z.
Marvelous.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Inspector, this is a clue to the murder.
Oh.
Now, using that system of spelling out the first letters of each word, the note reads, buzz, listen, made, off.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, Faraday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Thanks. Now, that was it, Blackie. The test showed you fired a gun, all right. And the gun we found next to the girl's body was yours.
Now, Inspector, I lost my gun, and it's true I fired another. But I was just practicing.
Sure, sure, on a live target.
Oh.
You don't expect me to believe that, do you, Blackie?
Well, frankly, no.
You killed her, and then you put her gun, your gun, in her hand. After wiping off your fingerprints, of course.
Oh,
that's an old trick, Blackie, an old one. I'm surprised at you. Hey, Matthews?
Inspector?
Take Blackie down to the cell floor and lock him up. We'll book him later.
Right, Chief. Come on, Blackie.
Okay, okay. Well, you look very nice today, Matthews. New uniform. Who's your tailor?
You won't be able to go to him for a long time.
You know, good old Matthews. Snappy clothes and padded a match. Say, Inspector, may I wash my hands? Well, they're covered with ink from that fingerprint pad. Is it okay?
Oh, sure, sure. But keep an eye on him, Matthews. I'll beat it, both of you. I'm thinking.
Thinking, huh? I'd love to watch.
Oh.
Come on, Matthews. Lock me up. So long, Inspector. Faraday said I could wash my hands, Matthews, remember?
Go ahead, but no tricks. Here's the washroom. But remember, I'll be right back here with my gun in my hand.
Oh, goody.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Blackie.
What's that?
The inspector brought in a half a dozen extra cops from another precinct, just to make sure you didn't break out of here.
No. Only half a dozen? Well, I'm flattered. By the way, Matthews, did you take a shower this morning?
No, last night.
Well, you need another one. Now.
Hey, quit splashing water all over me. I can't see. Hey, give me my gun. Me...
Not a chance. I'm going to gag you, Matthews, and lock you in here. Come on, turn around.
There.
Now try and yell. And I want to borrow your uniform. If there are strange cops here, they'll think I'm one of them. You see, I'm leaving in your uniform. Come on, Matthews. Come on, take it off.
Blackie, if Faraday ever finds this waterfront hideout of ours, you know we're some.
Oh, Faraday couldn't find a skunk in a perfume shop. Would you stop worrying?
Okay, okay. What do we do next, boss?
Well, nothing until I get that long-distance call through to Arthur Manletter. The operator's trying to reach him in San Francisco now.
So after we reach him, so what?
Well, I won't know, Shorty, till I talk to him. You see, the only thing I've been able to do since I walked out of headquarters an hour ago was to break the code we found in that girl's bag. It read, buzz, listen, made, off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You told me that before.
Yes, yes, I know. But those words don't make sense. However, suppose we try an association.
You mean we're going to join a club?
Oh, cut it out, Shorty, please. Now, for instance, what does the word buzz make you think of?
A bee.
That's right. Now, let's say the first word is bee.
Yeah.
Now, the second word in the code message is listen.
Uh-huh.
What does that make you think of?
Listen, I don't know. Hey, wait a minute, boss.
Yeah?
Don't tell me. Don't tell me now. I'll get it.
Listen. The word is here.
Oh.
So the message starts, be here.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last two words are made and off. Oh, by the way, Shorty, what's the maid's day off?
Thursday, if anybody still has got one.
Yeah, Thursday's right. So the message reads, be here Thursday.
Oh, that's it. Yesterday was Thursday, the day the gal came to town.
Sure.
Oh,
that's the code, all right. Only what good... There's my call now.
All right.
Hello?
Blackie, this is Manletter in San Francisco.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
Blackie, what's happened? I just heard the radio. It said that Alice has been murdered. The police were searching for you. It's not true, is it, Blackie?
Yes, yes, I'm afraid it's true, Arthur. But you know I didn't do it.
Well, of course you didn't.
I don't know how it happened, but I'm going to find out.
Blackie, look, I feel terrible.
Oh,
this is your 20th birthday. The trip was a present from me.
20th birthday? Wait a minute, Arthur. Is she a brunette?
Oh, no. She had the most beautiful blonde hair you ever saw.
Oh, that's wonderful. Arthur, your niece wasn't murdered.
Huh?
It wasn't Alice. Now, take my word for it.
The radio said...
Never mind the radio. Your niece wasn't murdered, and I'm going to find her, Arthur. You'll hear from me.
Thanks, Blackie. Thanks. Call me as soon as you know anything, will you?
I will. Goodbye.
Now, why did you tell him that for, Blackie?
Because it's true, Shorty. You see, I never saw the real Alice Manletter. I took it for granted she was the girl in the hotel room.
Oh.
But that girl said she was 18 and Manletter's niece is 20. And the color of her hair settles it.
Okay, but what happens now?
Well, the real Alice Manletter left the hotel this morning with a man.
Uh-huh.
The cab driver gave me the address, but she wasn't there, of uh-huh. course. They evidently got off there, but must have walked down the street to another house.
Well, what do we do first?
Well, let's see. First, we've got to get a couple of messenger uniforms.
Yeah.
Then you'll take one side of the street and I'll take the other, and we'll ring every doorbell and say we have a wire for Alice Manletter.
Well, what good will that do?
Whoever is holding Alice will know it's a trick and will try to grab us. That's what I'll be waiting for. Telegram for Alice Manletter.
Anybody here for that name?
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. There ain't nobody in this block for that name either. I don't know. I've lived here for 40 years.
Gee, this reminds me of Alan's Alley. Should I try the next block?
Well, we'll try it together, but I got two more houses to go. Wait for me.
Okay.
I've got to find that girl, Shorty.
Okay, boss. If it's a girl, you'll find her.
What do you want?
Telegram for Alice Manletter.
Did you come in?
Well, is Miss Manletter here? She's got a sign for this person.
Yeah.
Ah, nice place you have here. I noticed a sign outside saying this was a doctor's home.
In here, please.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Hey, what's this?
See if he is armed, Otto.
Yeah, I'll see. Keep your gun on him, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, here's his gun here, Doctor. Here, in his card case.
Boston Blackie. We were hoping you would come. It took you a little longer than we thought.
Oh, you knew I'd be here, huh?
The girl said she was supposed to meet you in the hotel lobby.
Uh-huh.
And Otto here made a mistake and thought she was one of us.
I see. So that's what happened.
Otto was supposed to meet one girl. He met another. He thought she was someone else and she thought he was someone else. Simple blunder.
Oh, you mean the super race has made a simple blunder?
But everything has been taken care of. This girl knows no one else in the city and very soon... She will know nothing at all.
Oh, I see. And that goes for me, too, I suppose.
Jawohl.
Ouch, you believe, will you take it easy with my hands back there, boy?
I am tight, Otto. You see, too?
Easy.
Good, good. We have only a few moments.
Yeah, that's right. You just listen to the newscast. You better work fast, boys. You have only a few moments. Warsaw, Paris, Berlin...
American kid. Take him in the other room. Better carry him.
Yeah. Help me, Joe.
Yeah. I open the door for you. Just throw him in. The lens on his neck. It's too bad.
Ready, Joe?
Who is that?
Well, I think it's me, Boston Blackie.
Oh.
You're Alice Manletter, of course.
Oh, Boston Blackie, I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks.
So much has happened to me.
Yes, I think I know most of it.
You think we'll get out of here?
Well, we're certainly going to try. Let's do something about these ropes. You're tied up, too, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, they weren't nice enough to leave some lights on so I could see what it was doing. Well, there's the first one off. Now for my legs. See, I just thought of something. That girl accomplice must have lifted my gun when I was up there, figuring that if I found out she was a spy, she could take care of me. Oh! Well, the legs are free. Now I'll untie you.
Thank you. What's that?
They're going to send a message. We'll be able to hear what they say. The microphone's right up against the wall. Now, your hands are free. Work on your ankles. And I'll listen.
All right.
There's Ketchivan. Hand over. 4-2. There's Ketchivan.
S-H-O-E-S. Shoes.
1, Nevada, $10.
A-N-D. And. Shoes and...
There's Ketchivan. 2, 1, Louisiana. 3, Nevada, Georgia, Wisconsin. 1, them tipping.
Ceiling wax. Shoes and ceiling wax.
1, 5, Tennessee. 5, Missouri, Nevada.
A-U-T-U-M-N, autumn. Shoes and sealing wax, autumn. That's the message so far.
Geneva 1, Louisiana 1, Hanover 1, Denver, Louisiana 1, Nevada, Chicago 2, Louisiana 4, Tennessee.
That spells Galahad and Lancelot.
They've stopped sending.
Yeah.
What did they say? Do you know?
Now, keep working on those ropes, Alice.
Yes.
Now, here's the message. Shoes and sealing wax. That's from Alice in Wonderland. The word missing is ships. Well, that could be the first word in the message.
That's the way it works?
Sure. Now, let's see. The next thing was autumn. Autumn. What's that make you think of, Alice?
I don't know. Autumn leaves, perhaps?
That's it. Then they said Galahad and Lancelot. They were two knights of the round table.
Two knights.
That's it. Ships leave tonight. That's the message. We've got to get out and stop that convoy from sailing. There'll be a U-boat pack waiting for it shore.
I've worked the knot loose, I think.
Good. Now give me your ropes. I'm going to need them.
What are you going to do?
Well, they'll be in for us in a minute. Is there a chair in the room?
There's one next to me. I'm leaning against
it. Good. I'll put it alongside the door and stand on it. When the Nazis come in, you'll be in back of the door and slam it shut behind them.
But they'll see us.
Oh, no. Not a chance. The room is too dark. I'll drop a noose over them, but quick.
Shh. I think I hear something.
Okay. Now I'll carry this chair over, and you stand behind the door.
All ready, Blackie.
Yeah, me too.
We'll do it, Doctor, just like you said. Oh, come in with me, Joe.
Now, Alice.
Your gun. Get out your gun, Otto.
I can't get it out. My arms are pinned down.
Here's a present, Nazi. Oh. Now, don't be jealous, pal. Here's one for you, too.
Oh,
you can take it, huh, kid? Okay. Well, I guess that does it, Alice.
What is going on in there? Otto,
oh, watch this, Alice.
Come in here, doctor, quick.
What is look? This is...
Alice, get on that telephone in the other room, quick. Tell the FBI what you know. Then call Inspector Faraday while I keep an eye on these Nazis. Now, when you get him,
Hold it, Blackie. Don't move. I've got you cold this time.
Well, hot or cold, you'll hate yourself in the morning, Faraday, but yeah. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
How did you manage it?
I managed it, boss.
What?
I got worried, and I couldn't bust in here alone, so I called your old friend Faraday.
Oh.
Yeah, and I landed up here with both feet in 10 minutes flat.
When you do anything with your feet, Faraday, flat is the right word. Oh, thanks, Alice, for clearing me with Faraday.
Oh, Blackie, you're wonderful.
Oh.
You saved my life and broke up a spy ring, and it doesn't bother you a bit. Don't you feel good about it?
Oh, I should say I do. So good, I'm going to celebrate.
Alone?
Oh, no. You're coming with me, Alice. But first, we're going to call your Uncle Arthur.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm going to tell him I've spent a lot of time looking for you. But from now on, I'm looking after you.
We'll be back in just a moment with an interesting preview of next week's program. Now, you know those rich Rinso suds I've been telling you are such a help on wash day? Well, they're just as big a help come dishwashing time. Yes, ma'am. Milder than ever Rinso is easy on your hands, too. Doesn't get them rough and red. So, for dishwashing and for all the soap and water jobs around the house, better get Rinso to help you out.
Now, Matthews, you say this is a complete record of the people who came into Gordon's store yesterday?
That's right, Inspector.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Van Dyke Smythe, George Ellis, Lady Mary Andrews. Hey, quite an exclusive list of customers for a small shop.
Yeah, ain't it?
Let's see now. This name here, was he a customer?
Yeah, Inspector. Gordon says he was in about noon, but that could have been a coincidence.
Matthews, when a string of pearls is missing from a certain store and a certain party was in that certain store and the certain party's name was Boston Blackie, that's no coincidence.
Friends, of course you know the tremendous part our Merchant Marine is playing in the war. But did you know that the Merchant Marine is being expanded to meet increasing supply problems on every front? To meet the universal demand for a strong post-war merchant marine? Yes, 6 ships a day instead of 5 will soon be coming off the ways of our shipyards, and every one of them must be manned by 40 to 50 men. So, if you have had previous sea experience, or if you want to get into a well-paying job where everything you do will help to win the war and to build your own personal future, then join the United States Merchant Marine. Apply at once by wiring collect to United States Merchant Marine, Washington, D.C.
Boy!
Warm weather's here, and that means greater danger from perspiration. Protect yourself. Use Lifebuoy in your daily bath. You know, of seven leading brands, Lifebuoy gives you the most soap for your money. And its rich, purifying Lifebuoy lather agrees with your skin. And don't forget, Lifebuoy's the only soap especially made to stop
B.O.
Be sure to listen at this same time next week for another exciting adventure with Boston Blackie. You can see Chester Morris as Boston Blackie on the screen at your favorite movie theater. Boston Blackie's latest Columbia picture is One Mysterious Night, soon to be released. Richard Lane appears as Inspector Faraday, music by Charles Cornell. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night for Boston Blackie, brought to you by the makers of Rinso, the soap that gets clothes.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.